The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Why are so many people sailing at half-mast these days? And worse yet, how many of these people have been living this way for so long, well, they can't even remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore? Too many individuals suffer from a condition of acceptance. They're guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. Unfortunately, they really don't know any other way to be. Well, not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body at a time. Today's topic, hormones, those tiny little scurrying chemical messengers that are responsible for allowing ourselves to communicate with one another. They're responsible for our feelings of elation, but they're also responsible for our feelings of lost motivation and even depression. Achieving hormonal harmony is really the key to happiness. And recent scientific research has proven that the difference between the sexes and how they relate to one another are biochemically based and can be explained by our hormones. These hormonal differences don't just determine whether we like to shop or fix things. They reveal the unique ways that each gender deals with things like stress. And when we experience hormonal harmony, well, we feel alive and we feel sexy. And the people in our lives love to be around us. In other words, it's really all good, energetically speaking anyway. But when our hormones are out of whack, well, we feel and we act kind of wacky. I mean, science shows us that we have the ability to orchestrate proper hormonal health. Hormonal health that's conducive to a healthy, happy life of abundance and prosperity. And I'm talking about in every sense of the word. So the truth is, the bodies of men and women are hormonal opposites. And the biochemical makeup of the two genders is simply not the same. Researchers are well aware of this fact, but it's only recently that we've gained the scientific knowledge to pinpoint which hormones are most influential in the success and also in the failure of our relationships. Most importantly, can we actually manipulate these hormones to our benefit? Well, according to today's Transforming Health guest, we can. He's the best-selling relationship author of all time. No joke here. We're talking about someone who has sold millions upon millions of copies of just one title alone. And I don't have the exact number because according to some figures, it's 30 million. According to others, it's 50 million. Does it really matter? It's millions. These books have been translated into 45 languages throughout the world. He is the author of 16 books in total, including the relationship classic, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. Please welcome an internationally recognized expert in the fields of communication and relationships, Dr. John Gray. Welcome to Transforming Health.
Well, thank you, Brad. It's a pleasure to spend some time with you. I want everybody to know up front, I'm a big fan of Brad and his book, Beer Belly Blues. It's a fantastic book. I think every man should read it. And I was excited to be invited on your show because so many of our ideas are greatly in harmony and complementary.
Well, you know, they are, and that's what's so exciting because as I was talking to you off the air, I received the book from your publicist last week, and I was skimming through it, and, you know, it's so interesting how you talk about, and I'm not going to give it away because I want you to, you know, talk about the hormones that really affect the genders, but, you know, in your incredibly successful book, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, you offered up, you know, really interesting insights into the psyche of men and women, and for instance, you talk about how women complain about problems because because they want themselves and their problems to be acknowledged, while men complain about their problems because, you know, they're really just crying out for solutions. So my question to you is, you know, what is really the primary difference between that book that everybody knows and has embraced and this new book, Venus on a Fire and Mars on Ice?
Well, the big difference is, you know, I've written lots of books, but I feel like this is the perfect sequel to Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, because I cover a lot of the basic common misunderstandings between men and women. I covered that in Men Are From Mars, and they're still there. They're still permeating our society. And when you have an understanding of something, then it makes sense to you, and your frustration levels dramatically drop, and your ability to work with something in a positive way goes up when you understand it and it makes sense to you. Quite often, men don't make sense to women, and women just take it the wrong way. And women don't make sense to men. We're going, why is she making a big deal out of this? And so there's a lot of, you know, questions that we have about each other, and sometimes they're not even articulated, but we're just kind of frustrated. And what I did in Men Are From Mars is, you know, as a therapist at that time for over 10 years, I was able to simplify and describe some really common patterns that I observed between men and women. At that time, there was no research explaining these things in terms of biochemical differences, brain differences, hormone differences, neurotransmitter differences between men and women and how we function, how we're designed, how our bodies are designed. But since I wrote that book almost 20 years ago and been teaching those ideas over 30 years, in this last 10 years, with the new research technology, particularly brain scans, there's just massive amount of research which goes forward to show how men and women's brains function differently. The anatomy is actually designed differently. The wiring is different. And then more recently, research on how our hormones are different, and particularly the hormones that and how our bodies respond to stress. And what's interesting is, you know, when you talk about people, it's really hard to make generalizations because everybody's a unique person and
sure,
we're different at different times of our life. But there are certain gender differences that are very universal between men and women. And those are the ones that my work is particularly focused on, which is, it's not like who's better than or who's smarter than or who's better equipped for some job or that. That's all individual. However, what's universal is how our bodies respond to stress. And that's usually where the miscommunication happens between men and women is at difficult times. Women are seeking a particular direction to feel good, and men are looking in a completely different direction to feel good. One of the classic examples from Men Are From Mars that now I have the physiological explanation for is, you know, under stress, often men will want to become quiet or just pull away and become distant. I call it the cave. He goes to his cave for a while, maybe to watch the news or read a paper or play some sports or watch sports, one or the other. It's just he's coping by forgetting his problems. He feels better, and then he's ready to reengage himself in his intimate relationship if he has one.
Right.
Whereas women, if they feel there's good communication between their partner, they look forward to just coming home and sharing about their day and talking about what's going on and just to feel better. And I emphasize that if they feel there's good communication, because there's many women that will come to me and they say, well, when I come home, I go to my cave. And I say, yeah, but it's for a different reason. For men, they go to their cave as a way to minimize stress. For women, they go to their cave because if they were to talk about their problems, their partner's not a good listener, and it would just cause more stress. So they've sort of given up. And many women aren't even aware that one of the most powerful ways for them to minimize the stress of their day, to recuperate from the stress of their day, is to take some time to talk about the problems of her day, her frustrations, some of her feelings of the day. Not a lot of talk, just a little.
But men are the greatest listeners.
She can do that, then that will lower her stress. And now we find that there's these hormonal explanations that are very physiological to make sense of the whole thing.
Well, you know what's really interesting? Near the beginning of the book, you talk about, you know, the well-known phenomenon of women who grab the men in their lives and take them on a shopping spree. And, you know, I've been guilty of this myself where, you know, let's say it's my wife's birthday or it's Valentine's Day, and, you know, I'll say, you know what, honey, let me take you on a shopping spree, because that's, I mean, what do women like better than going out shopping? And I have all, you know, for all intents and purposes, I'm excited. I want to share that happiness with her. But, you know, every single time, and this happens time and time again, 10, 15 minutes into the shopping spree, I'm sitting down. I have no energy left. I need to take a nap.
I know, and it's so funny because you're the energy expert. And what women don't realize is men can be full of energy, but in certain circumstances, if it doesn't stimulate the right hormones in us, our energy levels completely drop. And that's what I first was becoming aware of this about 30 years ago. I'd be sitting in malls just watching men and women, and my own experience as well. To a certain extent, validating my own experience of if I'm going shopping, I have a goal. I know what my goal is. I get to it. It's like a hunt. I kill it and I take it home. So, and I have plenty of energy to do that because I know how much time it's going to take. I know where I'm going to go. I know what purpose it is and so forth. For women, they can just, you're going shopping with her and you don't know exactly what it is she wants. She doesn't always know what she wants.
Exactly.
She's exploring. She's discovering, trying on things. And in the middle of the process, she may change her mind and decide to go shopping for, you know, one of the kids or something. So there's no real clear plan of action. And when we speak of this in hormonal terms, for the hormone testosterone to be stimulated, and the release of testosterone in men lowers their stress. And this is not so for women. It's a particular thing for men, is that when a man is solving a problem, he's got a challenge, there's a problem, and he's confident that he has the time and the ability to solve it, then his testosterone, if he's got testosterone, gets released, and he feels really good. He produces endorphins from it, but more importantly, the hormone cortisol, which is the stress hormone, goes down. So he's able to cope well with stress when he's solving problems.
Well, Dr. Gray, let's just hold it there for a second, because we're going to need to go to our first break, and I want to come back talking about ways in which we can actually positively affect those hormones of gender. You know, let's talk about ways in which we can raise those feel-good hormones for men and ways in which women can help men do that, because that's really what your book's about, understanding the genders and understanding how we can be of assistance, you know, in this overall hormonal cascade. And then let's talk about women. What can men do for women? Because this is very important. There are things that we're doing, as you mentioned, on a regular basis that are stressing the women in our lives out and, you know, causing their feel-good hormones to go down. There are obviously things that we can do about that. You're listening to Transforming Health with Brad King. My guest today, the incredible Dr. John Gray, and we're talking about his new book, Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice. We'll be back after these messages.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Holistic living is nutrition for not just your body, but your mind and your soul. Holistic nutrition goes far beyond the foods that we eat or the supplements that we take. Discover natural means to heal your body and regain your innate healing powers. That's Holistic Living with Tina Marie Jones on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for your weekly dose of good holistic living.
How many of us haven't felt ripped off at one time or another? Don't you wish you had someplace to tune in for the answers? Join Jennifer Litwin every week on The Shop Cop. She'll take the time to explain real value and keep you away from the fraud that's out there in the shopping world. Jennifer has become the shopper's advocate, which means she can get you on the right track. Her guests are a who's who in the retail world. Don't get caught making a mistake in this down economy. Jennifer Litwin is here to help. The Shop Cop, live Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. You have a question or comment about today's show? Please call into the program and talk to Brad and his guests now. 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or you can always send an email to transforminghealth@shaw.ca. Now, back to the program.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, and according to today's guest, all the old questions women and men have asked about one another for generations, well, they finally have solid answers, and answers that explain rather than excuse, answers that help us make sense of our differences and reduce the frustration we so often experience in one another. Frustration, you say? You better believe it. There is a lot of frustration. I know a lot of women that are listening to the show right now can definitely associate with that, probably just as much, if not more so, than the men that are listening. He is a certified family therapist and a consulting editor for Family Journal. He's an international expert in the field of communications and relationships. He has appeared as a guest on Oprah and Good Morning America, The Today Show, The CBS Morning Show, Live with Regis, The View, Larry King Live, CNN, those are just to name a few. Please welcome the number one best-selling relationship author of all time to Transforming Health, Dr. John Gray. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Brad. It's a pleasure to be on the show. We were just talking about, you know, some of the common differences between men and women and how we cope with stress.
Right.
And for men, it's when men are under stress, they need to be able to be solving problems. They need to feel successful that they're able to solve problems. And so let's say a man is in a job where he's feeling successful, but he comes home and he doesn't know how to make his wife happy, or she seems to be unhappy and he doesn't know what to do, then that becomes a major source of stress for him. And also, she doesn't understand his need when he comes home to withdraw into his cave, not every day, but quite often, it's a good routine, to take some alone time. Then she'll resent him more, and his testosterone levels don't have a chance to rebuild. So I talk about a cycle, particularly, this is like for men, but not for women. It's the cycle of testosterone. You solve problems, you face stress, so you put yourself in challenging situations, situations of urgency or emergency or problem solving or responsibility where there's pressure. And even sacrifice is a major testosterone releaser. And all of these, what we call stressful situations, actually help men as long as a man has enough testosterone and enough skill to be solving these problems, meeting these challenges. What happens for him is that then lowers the cortisol levels in his body. And he thrives on that, but at the end of a day, he uses up much of his testosterone. And the next day, he needs to have more testosterone again to use to face the problems of the day. So men go through a cycle of action and rest, or even you could call it a cycle of stress and then rest or recuperation from that in a non-stressful environment. So whatever is completely non-stressful for men, which is often just sitting on a couch, basically, is the most non-stressful thing a man could do. And you know, in the old days, men used to sit around the fire, or their religion would have them sit and close their eyes and meditate and do some sort of internal practice that had nothing to do with the outer world stress. No demands are made on him. Today, the same thing can happen literally on a certain level just by sitting and watching the news, which are other people's problems, or watching a football game, which can help him to forget his problems. These situations of non-stress for him actually allows his testosterone levels to rebuild. So if he's sitting on the couch, many women are thinking, what is he doing there? A lazy guy, he doesn't want to help out. He thinks I'm just his servant or something. She doesn't understand that men are wired up differently. We need to make 30 times more testosterone than women. And at the end of the day, we run low. We have to rebuild that testosterone. And that's the cycle of activity and rest. It's in his rest that he's able to rebuild that. And you know, Brad, as a fitness expert as well, for you, you know the importance. If you're wanting to build muscle, which is a testosterone action,
right?
You need to challenge your muscles, and then you need to rest them, correct? And that's
of course.
The rebuilding of the testosterone. So that's the cycle. I mean, you say, of course, but not everybody always knows that. And that's the same cycle for a man. It's literally his job is going to the gym, so to speak, challenging himself. Then he needs to come home, and he has to complete that rest cycle.
But, Dr. Gray, aren't the exact things that you're discussing right here, right now, that are paramount to a man's healthy future and his sexuality and his ability to have a great relationship with a woman, isn't that the exact same things that are actually depleted because women do not really understand those things? So basically, is it the women in our lives that are causing the depletion of that hormone that we so need to keep these great relationships?
Well, I wouldn't put it all on women, but I do know that there's many situations where men come home and their wives are so disapproving of them for taking that alone time, and he loves her, so he doesn't do it.
Right.
And so he finds himself feeling really ragged and stressed. He loses his libido. He becomes irritable. See, women ask me, why does my husband become so grumpy and irritable? That's low testosterone. That's the low testosterone syndrome, is irritability. And you know, if you give him the chance to hang out in his cave to rebuild his testosterone, if you give him lots of messages that he's successful, that allows his testosterone levels to rebuild faster as well. Then what happens is you've got a guy who's got more energy to put into the relationship. It was there in the beginning before there was any history of him not succeeding and making her happy. You know, relationships are so great in the beginning because she's got this attitude that, oh, he's going to make me happy, he's going to make me happy. And then, you know, when he doesn't, because he's off in his cave sometimes, if she doesn't realize this is normal and natural for men, she takes it personally, and she thinks, well, he doesn't love me. And often she'll work harder for a while at the relationship, and then when that doesn't work to change him, then she gets mad at him. Like, you know, he's not loving me. And that's why the name of the new book is Venus on Fire. It's either she's mad at her husband, she's resenting her husband, or she's just a woman who's married or not married, and she's feeling overwhelmed and stressed in her life. These are all the symptoms that women experience when they don't feel that they're loved.
Okay, and that's interesting, because women, obviously, our happiness as men in a relationship greatly depends on the happiness of the woman in our relationship.
Absolutely. See, if she's happy, we feel successful, and then that keeps our testosterone levels up and also allows us to rebuild them. So that's a key message to men, which is that sense of success. Men need love, but a lot of the love that men need from women is a love which says you're a success, like appreciation, you know, and delight and admiration and, oh, my goodness, I'm so glad John's here because he'll know what to do, that kind of stuff. You know, this is the message that tells him he's a success, he's someone you can rely on, he's someone who's trustworthy, someone you can depend on. And the women say, but I can't depend on my husband. And I say, don't utter those words. Of course you can depend on him. Why are you married to him?
Right.
You may not be able to depend on him to be perfect. You can't depend on anybody to be perfect. But can you depend upon him to do his best? You know, of course you can. And that's why you're married to him. You know, but, you know, women get caught. They don't realize they're in this all-or-nothing syndrome of I trust him or I don't trust him. I can depend on him or I don't depend on him.
Right.
I appreciate him, or I don't.
You know, in my book, Beer Belly Blues, I spoke about this. There's a chapter on depression. It's called Grumpy Old Man Syndrome. And, you know, this is what women say, right? They say men don't suffer from menopause. I mean, you call it man-opause.
Women
say, yeah, it's a grumpy old man syndrome because men have a 271% greater risk of depression when their testosterone levels are low. So here's my question to you. What about all of those men that I target in my book that just have low levels of testosterone for other reasons other than the relationships?
Exactly. Well, see, a relationship can either help build a man's testosterone or it can be another factor that's depleting it in his life. The other factor is just men having enough knowledge to understand this cycle that men need to have, which is action and rest, action and rest. If I'm a guy and I'm working all the time, I'm just going to become more and more stressed and depleted of testosterone. Or if I'm a guy and I'm not working all the time in a job that I'm good at, I won't have testosterone. Men need to find something they're good at, dedicate themselves to it, make sacrifices for it, have integrity about it, and then make sure they take plenty of time off. See, that's kind of like the flip side. If a man's really good at something, he'll tend to overdo it.
Right.
He needs to take that time to rest, to rebuild. You know, for me, in terms of the foundation of my success and management of stress in my life, you know, back in the 70s, I was a teacher of meditation. So, you know, I teach meditation. And I make sure that every day I'm getting some time to my cave time, where I completely relax and go into a deep state of relaxation, which allows me to rebuild the testosterone. Sometimes I can just watch TV and accomplish the same thing. But here's the other side of it, which you talk about and I talk about in my new book as well. Besides the behavioral aspects, which either can promote and stimulate testosterone or lower it, the absence of support, what happens is due to all of the hormones that they put in meats and chickens, all of the estrogen. Estrogen's a fat-storing hormone, so the farmers are all putting estrogen in the meat, and that estrogen gets into our system as men and lowers our testosterone.
Right.
So you talk about this, I talk about this, is there's a phenomena which has occurred globally, whether a man's in a relationship or not, which is your average 40-year-old man has the testosterone levels of a 70-year-old man just 30 years ago.
Right.
And a lot of that huge decline in testosterone levels has to do with, you know, the amount of estrogen in the environment, you know, and pollutants and in the
plastic.
I think it's particularly the meat and chicken.
Yeah, and a lot in plastics, the xenoestrogens.
Yeah, all the xenoestrogens, which are in our plastics and plastic bottles and so forth.
Right, you know, right. And what's so interesting about that, too, is, you know, as men are getting a little older, it's just that natural transition where, you know, we get a little more paunch in our belly area. We get that thing we call the beer belly because we're kind of proud of it, right? And we don't want to admit that it's fat because men don't get fat. They just get a big belly, and obviously there's no fat there. But that belly is paramount in dictating how much testosterone we more or less have, because men that have that big waist of 40 inches or more typically produce 30% less testosterone than men that have a waist size of 37 inches or less. So, you know, for all of the men that are listening right now, if you've got that belly and it's starting to happen there, that right there is a signal that your testosterone levels are dipping just a little too low. And then if you're entering into these relationships that Dr. Gray is talking about and not understanding the gender differences, that's further going to drive it down, and that obviously is not a very good thing. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you, Dr. Gray, about women. I mean, we've concentrated on men. We've spoken about the hormone testosterone, which obviously is important to women, too, because let's face it, if women don't have high enough testosterone levels, they're not going to be in the mood, and they're constantly going to have the headache, if you know what I mean. But women have another hormone, which you're going to discuss when we get back, and that is, you know, just as important as testosterone is to a man. Let's find out what that hormone is. Let's find out ways in which a woman can raise it, and ways, more importantly, that a man can aid a woman in bringing those feel-good hormones up to make their lives better, but you know what? Also ours. So we'll be back in a few moments with Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, and my guest today, the incredible Dr. John Gray.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio, Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Are you ready to get freed up? Join Dr. Jennifer Fried, one of America's leading psychological thinkers, for a groundbreaking program with fascinating guests and full participation from you. Freed Up will explore topics like liberation in long-term relationships, parenting in the 21st century, comfort in stressful times, and much more. Tune in to Freed Up every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel, and wake up to the heartbeat of your life.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. You have a question or comment about today's show? Please call into the program and talk to Brad and his guests now. 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or you can always send an email to transforminghealth@shaw.ca. Now, back to the program.
Well, I hope you're enjoying the show as much as I am today. Venus on fire, Mars on ice, that's the topic of the new book of my guest today. And you know, most conflicts are rooted in the most basic biochemical differences between us. Due to our new understanding of how hormones affect us on every single level, we all have a unique opportunity to gain greater mutual understanding of our relationships. And that's of one another, obviously. In other words, the right hormones in the right quantities can either help us or they can hurt us in our relationships. Learning how to manufacture healthier levels of these key hormones may be paramount to not only great relationships, but our own health and our vitality. Today's guest is the best-selling relationship author of all time. He has a unique way of assisting men and women in understanding, but also respecting and appreciating their differences. Please welcome back to Transforming Health, Dr. John Gray.
Well, it's really a pleasure to be on the show, Brad. We were just talking about how important it is for men to find ways to keep their testosterone levels up. Good relationship skills is certainly one of those things. And along with that, regular sex is a real key thing to keeping men's testosterone levels high as well. And by regular sex, I'm talking about, you know, at the very least, sex once a week, if not 2 to 3 times a week, is the optimal amount. And how can you say the optimal amount? And they've done research showing that, you know, men who have sex 2 to 3 times a week actually live much, much longer and are much healthier than men who don't. And again, testosterone levels are a big factor in our health as men. But what's the key hormone for women, and particularly when we're talking about our response to stress? And that is the hormone oxytocin, which was discovered, you know, we've known about it for a long time, but it wasn't until about 8 years ago they discovered that oxytocin had this very unique effect on women to lower their cortisol levels. Now, oxytocin will also is responsible for all of women's sexual response, not the desire for sex, but their ability to respond and enjoy sex, to lubricate and so forth, but it's also responsible for feelings of trust and safety, which is the foundation for women of feeling happy and fulfilled. They need plenty of this oxytocin hormone. Now, men have it too. We need that hormone, but what happens is that hormone, men typically don't run low in it, and it doesn't lower a man's stress levels. So particularly if a man has a lot of oxytocin, it actually makes him sleepy and less motivated. And what is oxytocin but a hormone that's stimulated through social interactions where you feel safe, where you feel understood, where you feel supported, where you feel you're communicating, cooperating, collaborating, when you're part of a team, a sharing, a nurturing, particularly nurturing activities, all these kinds of activities which are non-emergency oriented, they're non urgency oriented, and they have involved no sacrifice. So if you take those three major testosterone producers, they actually lower oxytocin. So they're like almost opposites.
Right.
The more positive way of looking at it is they're complements to each other. But for women, this oxytocin hormone, which is, you know, deeply involved in childbirth, making babies, the whole process that dominates in a woman's body, she has all kinds of internal reward systems that occur, does something that stimulates oxytocin. And men don't have those reward systems. So for women, after a stressful day, if they can look forward to having a conversation with someone who cares about her, just looking forward to that conversation will actually basically rebuild her oxytocin levels in order to keep her stress levels low. It's the action of giving nurturing support that releases her oxytocin to keep her stress levels down. But then she runs out of oxytocin, and the way she rebuilds her oxytocin is not like the testosterone rebuilding that happens through rest. It's by receiving nurturing support. So when women feel that they're giving, they're keeping their stress levels down. And when women feel that they're receiving support, they're actually rebuilding their oxytocin levels.
Now, Dr. Gray, when you talk about, you just spoke about sex before, and now you're talking about how important oxytocin is, obviously, for women, but oxytocin is also released in both men and women after we have sex, right?
Exactly, which is why men fall asleep and women are ready to talk or cuddle or do it again.
Right, and you know, the interesting, there's been research that's actually shown that if you block the release of oxytocin in animals, they actually reject their offspring. So, you know, obviously oxytocin is extremely important for that bonding experience. So, obviously we want to do everything as men to increase that in our women. We're going to find out how to do that a little more in a sec. Let's go back to this oxytocin thing then,
right.
Dr. Gray, and let's just talk about ways in which, what can men do for the women in their lives just to help them assist raising this oxytocin and lowering those stress hormones a little more effectively?
Well, I like talking about that, but I have to preface it with the idea that it's not a man's job to raise a woman's oxytocin levels. It's his job to make sure, first of all, make sure that he's not interfering with it. Okay, just like a woman's job is not to raise a man's testosterone levels, but her first level is just don't interfere with this process. Don't make it worse for him. It's his job to be happy. Her job is to take him from happy to happier. Likewise, a man's job in a marriage or relationship is not to be the source of stimulation for her oxytocin, but to be one of many sources where she is responsible. This is a key factor, which is, you know, in my counseling with couples, I always first teach them how to be happy without depending on their partners. And then you look to your partner to take you from happy to happier. The problem for women is because their happiness is so entwined with oxytocin, and oxytocin is the bonding hormone, that when a man's successful in doing things to raise her oxytocin, he's romantic or he's a good listener, or he's considerate, he plans something special and fun for them, she will bond with him. And then her tendency, because she bonded with him, is to keep looking to him for that as a source of fulfillment rather than it being able to let go and realize that she has to have all these other sources of fulfillment as well. And that's a real key factor and a problem for women, which is that once a man does well, she'll tend to hang on and want more and more and more, and that will deplete him and the relationship because you've got to be a whole person for a relationship to work. So my emphasis here is it's not a man's job to make her happy, but he can take her from happy to happier, and then they're all happier.
So it's just about assisting each other, obviously, just understanding. For instance, in your book, Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice, you talk about how to support each other in our hormonal differences. And as you mentioned, like for women, basically what you're saying is just give a man a little bit of space, and for a man, and correct me if I'm wrong, just try to listen a little more to the woman when she's trying to talk to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a simple sentence, and it takes a lot, but we want to summarize this, and really, man, if she's talking, hold your tongue. Wait, you know, three times longer before you speak than you normally would. Instead of responding right away to anything when she pauses, instead ask for more. Tell me more about that. I want to understand that better.
Right, right. Okay, we've got Todd back on the line. Let's go to the phones here. Let's take Todd's question first, and then we'll get back and talk about all these incredible ways in which we can help each other. So, Todd, what was your question?
You hear me now?
I can.
Hi, Brett. How's it going? Hi, Dr. Gray.
Hi.
Hi. Great. So, listen, I got a couple questions. Kind of a two-part question. Brad, I basically take pretty much all your supplements. My question is,
thank you.
I know that most of your supplements all have different factors. Which is the best supplement that, as a 35-year-old personal trainer, is going to help increase my testosterone? And the second one is, I've heard you time and time talk about how your multivitamin is more essential than basically the multivitamins maybe in Shoppers Drug Mart like Centrum or Daily One, because your multivitamins have an enzyme that are patented to it. So when it comes to other types of supplements, how do I tell if you don't have that supplement that
sure.
I'm going to get the best for my dollar? For example, if I go into a natural health store.
Yeah, Todd, let me answer your question because we're running out of time for this break. Let me answer your second one first. The multivitamin, the ultimate multi you're talking about,
right.
The reason it's so different from any other formula, it's not a one a day, it's a multi-formula, meaning you would have to take minimum 4 to 6 a day. Most bodybuilders or athletes would take, let's say, 6 a day. Most just regular people who exercise on a regular basis would take 4 a day. It's
right.
A natural supplement, and all of the ingredients are in their natural forms, but they're in the proper ratios of one to another, and that's very important. A lot of multivitamins, unfortunately, take vitamin A, for instance. The majority of vitamin A put in these multivitamins are in too high a level. They're in a synthetic form of a retinol palmitate, and if you have too much of that vitamin A, then what you're going to do is you're going to deplete vitamins like vitamin D in the body. So that's number one. You've got to understand the ratios. Number two,
right.
You've got to understand how to bind minerals so they're accepted more effectively into the body. All of our minerals are in their most bioavailable forms that you're going to find. I'm not going to get into that because it would take a little too long, but
right.
The enzymatically activation of the formula, what that is that's taking, you know, Dr. Gray's talking about stress and how that affects our hormones. Well, one of the ways in which you can assist those hormones and reduce stress is by making sure you have enough of the B complement of vitamins. And what's important about that is if you were to purchase a multivitamin off of a naturopathic doctor, for instance, their B vitamins are very different from the B vitamins you're going to purchase in a store, and the reason is because they're enzymatically activated. Your body looks at a synthetic form of a vitamin like a B vitamin, it attaches an enzyme to it before the body can use it. All of our B vitamins are in those enzymatically, already attached to the enzyme forms, so the body can utilize them very effectively. To answer your first question about, you know, which formula would be best for someone who wants to maintain testosterone, I would always look to the product called Male Energy. And Dr. Gray and I are going to discuss a one ingredient a little later, hopefully if we have time, called maca, because that's also very, very important for testosterone levels. But the ultimate male energy, what that does is it helps testosterone, because what it's doing is it's helping to lower harmful forms of estrogen in the body. And just by protecting those harmful estrogens from raising too high, what you're doing is you're allowing more testosterone to be freed up. And it's really the free, biologically active testosterone that counts the most in the body, because that's the one that gets bound up and tied to these proteins, and that's what takes our testosterone out of commission when we get a little older. So that's pretty much where we would concentrate on. Dr. Gray and I, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about an incredible group of nutrients, but one of the ones I want to talk to him about is maca, because he talks about that in his new book. So I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, that does it. Can I have a quick question? Can you take too many supplements?
Of course you can. You can take too many of anything. You can have too much sex. You can drink too much water. Absolutely. But I think it's within reason, obviously. Moderation is the key. Just do your homework and understand what you're taking and
Well, I basically take all your products, so I guess I'm doing good.
That's fine, because they're all designed to be complementary to one another. But
okay.
I want to thank you for your call, Todd.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with more of Dr. John Gray. We're going to talk about his incredible book, Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice. And I want to get to some of the nutrients that you talk about in your book, Dr. Gray, ways in which we can naturally help to replenish our hormones through superfoods and this thing called maca, because, you know, that's really incredible stuff. And I appreciate that you've really covered that topic in your book. So we'll be back in a couple of moments for our last segment of Transforming Health.
opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Do you have a question or comment about today's show? Please call into the program and talk to Brad and his guests now. 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or you can always send an email to transforminghealth@shaw.ca. Now, back to the program.
Researchers are well aware that the bodies of men and women are hormonal opposites. I mean, we've known this since the beginning of time. But it's really only recently that we've gained the scientific knowledge to pinpoint which hormones are most influential in the success and also the failure of our relationships. Most importantly, we know of ways that we can manipulate these hormones to our benefit. And discussing that with us today is Dr. John Gray, best-selling relationship author of all time. You know, his best-selling book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, sold, I think it was, you can correct me if I'm wrong, 30 to 50 million books is what I've heard. Dr. Gray?
Go ahead.
Yeah, 30 to 50, that's a good enough number, right? You probably lost out.
It's 40 million of Men Are From Mars and then 10 million of the other books.
Oh, so that's it. So it's not really that successful, but it's done well. You know, please welcome Dr. John Gray back to the show. Dr. Gray, before we went to the break, I said we would come back and discuss a very important topic, natural ways that we can help to support these nutrients in the body. You've covered some of the ways in which we can support our partners. You know, women need to give men a little bit of their own time. Men have to maybe just, you know, step back and listen to women a little more. But what can we do in the way of these superfoods? Talk about a couple of those.
Well, one of the superfoods I talked about in the book that I like best is maca, and you'd mentioned that. A superfood from Peru, where, you know, you go down there and you see these people have amazing virility. They've been using it for thousands of years. It's a natural root that grows at the highest altitude on the planet of where plants can grow. And what that means is that these plants have learned to adapt. They have what's called a repair gene and repair enzymes. And so when you eat that plant, literally they're the same repair enzymes that our body would make if it was surviving some kind of a survival situation. So it helps the body rebuild itself, and it's an amazing adaptogen, which means that if you need a little bit more of something, it helps the body make a little more. If you need a little less of something, it helps the body make a little less of it. And, you know, in terms of helping, you know, restore health to the adrenal gland, I've been able to see again and again, just taking like a tablespoon of maca in a morning shake for women has knocked out hot flashes in a few days. I mean, it's amazing.
It's incredible.
You keep taking it. It's an incredible thing for men, helping to boost their testosterone levels. That's one of the superfoods. My other favorite superfood I talk about is something called PGX, which is made from three fibers combined together. Konjac root is the main thing. And when you combine these fibers together and mix it with water, it becomes almost like a jello substance in your stomach that slows down the release of carbohydrates. And then your blood sugar doesn't spike. And so this is great for people with diabetes, people who are pre-diabetic, or just anybody who has hypoglycemia where blood sugar levels are fluctuating and they end up feeling tired in the afternoon and they need something to pick them up. Well, that's a sign their blood sugar is imbalanced. And when women have all these hormonal menopausal imbalances of hormones, the primary root cause of that is adrenal burnout. It's not that your body can't make it, it's your adrenals are exhausted. And stabilizing blood sugar actually is the root cause of adrenal burnout. Because every time your blood sugar fluctuates, it exhausts your adrenal gland because it has to be used to balance the blood sugar again. So it's all intricately related, but the product PGX, it's everywhere. Maca's, it's in all the health food stores.
Yeah.
A few adjustments can make a huge difference in our energy levels, our vitality levels, combined with a little more wisdom in terms of how we apply ourselves in our relationships.
Well, you know,
I do want to mention one other thing about men and relationships. Certainly, we want to make our partners happy. And one of the secrets I think I help men with is to realize it's little things, not necessarily a lot of big things, a few big things, but lots of little things stimulate oxytocin. And that's what will lower her stress, is keep her stress levels down by doing little things, planning a date once a week, for example. It doesn't have to be anything real fancy, just something planned, something on the calendar that she can look forward to. That makes a huge difference as well.
So just take a little more time and learn the differences. You know, when you talk about maca, because I've seen some incredible things, we have a product called Ultimate Maca that's very powerful. It's a 6-to-1 extract. And the beautiful thing about that, a lot of people are afraid, whoa, I don't want to boost my hormones. I'm really afraid of that. Maca isn't really, it doesn't really work that way. I think where it really shines is it helps hormones be more receptive to the cells of the body. And, you know, as we're aging, you discuss this in the book, our hormones are declining precipitously, but what we can do is we can allow the messages to be heard a little more effectively. It's almost like wearing a hearing aid when you get a little older so you don't have to scream. And I think that's where these adaptogens that you talk about, like maca, really come in. Even though we don't have maybe the same levels of those hormones, we may not need as many of them because smaller amounts can do the job more effectively when you have things like maca in the body.
Well, particularly, and what women have to know, they often go to a doctor who says, well, now you're menopausal age, your ovaries aren't making estrogen and progesterone, so you need to take hormones. And that's just not true.
Right.
I mean, basically, your adrenal gland is quite capable of making all the hormones you need. You don't need to make as many because you're not creating the potential for a baby every month. So once your menstrual cycle stops, your need for those hormones goes away, but your body can still make enough of them. And when somebody tells you, well, you have to take an extra amount, that's just not true. Now, that helps symptomatic relief, but it doesn't get to the root cause of why their body's not making enough.
Right. You know, I find that absolutely fascinating, and I think one of the things that's very interesting is men are constantly complaining that, you know, they just don't have healthy sexual relationships when they get a little older. And, you know, what you're saying in your book, and this is very interesting for people to understand, it's not that men don't produce oxytocin. They do. It's just that oxytocin is maybe a little more important to a woman, and vice versa. You talk about testosterone. Women obviously produce testosterone. It's just a little more important for men, but testosterone is the hormone of desire, and it's very, it's interesting to understand that if women don't have high enough levels, healthy levels of testosterone, well, they just can't be put in the mood because we've got receptors for that hormone right in our brain, and I think women have known about this a lot longer than men have. Many men don't even know about this, that sex does start in the brain. So what's your comment on that?
Well, actually, sex starts more in the brain of a woman in that you have to... She needs to feel engaged in conversation and that she's being heard. Just think of it, eyes and ears and kissing. But she needs to be seen, she needs to be heard, and then there needs to be some sort of hugging and kissing. Because these things all stimulate oxytocin, which allows her sexual response to occur. Now, testosterone, sometimes women are low in testosterone. And I know you have a product that's great as well, which is a libido product. And there's my favorite ingredient in there. Maca is certainly a good one for this. But even when it comes to sexual desire and interest in sex, my favorite for both men and women, men just could use a little bit more, is Tongarali.
Yes.
I just love this one. It doesn't actually increase the hormone testosterone. It allows your body, it encourages your body to make it if it needs it. You know, I've tried a lot of things, you know, talking all about testosterone, different things that actually stimulate the body to make testosterone, and that's different from allowing the body to more effectively make it if it wants to make it. And that's why I like the Tongarali so much. Because if a man take steroids, for example, which is testosterone hormones,
yes,
he can just become irritable and grumpy. Besides, degeneration takes place in his body, his testicles start to shrink. All these side effects can start to happen because it's too much testosterone, and also his body stops making it because you're taking something.
Yeah, and we don't get that when we're young, and you know, when we you know, we're invincible when we're young, so we're willing to abuse the body because our body can, you know, fight back pretty quickly. But yes, you get a little older, you're 30, 40, 50, and you quickly realize your vulnerability.
Yes, yeah, it's a very tricky place to be. And, you know, I'm personally not against, well, you know, if they want to go to a doctor and they prescribe them hormones, that's great, that's symptomatic relief. However, why not get to the root cause of the problem, why we tend to run out of hormones in the first place?
Exactly.
And making sure that we have, you know, good livelihood, that we're helping people, we're solving problems, we're successful in our life is one level of it. But even for that to work, we need to have the nutritional foundation for it, along with we need to move our body every day as well for everything to function, whether that be in a gym or just going for walks. But
and I think basically people need to read your new book. The book is Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice. Dr. John Gray has been my guest today. Dr. Gray, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, they can certainly find me at my website, marsvenus.com, and there's a link there to marsvenusliving.com, which is our online magazine where we have new articles every day, so that's kind of fun.
Beautiful.
And then we also have links to Mars Venus Coaching. If people want telephone coaching, personal coaching, they can call into that as well.
Okay. Well, Dr. Gray, you've been a fabulous guest. Please, I would love you to come back, you know, in the near future, and let's talk about this subject a little more. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
You're very welcome. It's been my honor.
Thank you. Coming up next week, you're not going to want to miss that show either. We have got one of the professors from UCLA, Dr. Carlos Ulis. He's going to be talking about how to age right. I mean, how many candles are presently on your birthday cake? Does it really matter? It actually doesn't, because we age on a biological level, and we're going to show you next week how to reverse the clock, biologically speaking. I'm Brad King. This has been Transforming Health, and I want to thank you so much for tuning into the show today. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Transforming Health with Brad King. Be sure to join us again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking forward to next week. Now, with your newfound energy, go out and make it work for you.